Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Friday. That's all I'm saying.
A feel good Friday.
Brought to you by our friends at Patriot Mobile. Hey, no, now more than ever. Kind of important to support the companies and organizations that share our values, right? Patriot Mobile not only does that, they actually do something about it. They are America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, and they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes that we care about. I think that's pretty cool. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. You get a free activation. The code is FLAGFAMILY. It's easy. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call their U.S.-based customer service team, 972-PATRIOT. That is 972-PATRIOT.
Oh, the webs we weave when you're Juicy Smole. The webs that we weave. It's just amazing to watch. The webs that we weave. And for you listening right now, many of you, when I talk to you, like, Chris, I watch the news, I watch the media these days, and my head just spins. I feel like I'm inside of a spin cycle. Today, folks, we're going to help you understand why that's happening, how these people in this media industry fall prey to just, I mean, ridiculous stuff. Then they come out strong and forcefully trying to make you believe what you know your eyes are telling you just is not real. And then why are comedians seeing through this, and yet people that are, quote-unquote, trained journalists with the utmost integrity aren't seeing it? It's just shocking to watch what's going on. Welcome to the What's On Your Mind radio show. I'm Chris Berg, sitting in for Scott Hennin. He is enjoying New York City with a bunch of you great Flag listeners, K-Fire listeners, people from all around our outstanding community. And we had so much fun yesterday doing the open phones. We're going to do that again today. I think the greatest thing about this show, in fact, Kevin, if you don't mind, can you help me get the call thing up that we talked about a moment ago
so we can get that done.
Yep. But if you want to call into the show, and it's like an open phones Friday. Remember when our good friend Rush Limbaugh would do the open phones Friday? Anything that's on your heart, anything that's on your mind, you just call in and share, and we'll talk about it. The number to do that, grab your phone right now. And then just dial this number. It's 800-228-0550. Again, 800-228-0550. We'll talk about anything you want to discuss. Before we get into the webs that we weave and why your brain may feel like you are in a spin cycle watching the media and Juicy Smollett, the famous French actor, Juicy Smollett. First, the big breaking news. If you joined us yesterday in the early part of the show, we had a chance to visit with Minnesota Representative Michelle Fischbach. I asked her, I said, you know, let me ask you a question. What's the most important thing, or what's the most common thing that your constituents in Minnesota bring up to you, talk to you about whenever you get a chance to visit with them? She said, Chris, it's amazing. Everyone right now that wants to talk to me, they're talking about what's happening with the consumer price index, with inflation. We all know that things are going up. Well, it was announced this morning, inflation now up 6.8% year over year. So if you have your money sitting in a bank, right, you're actually losing money. If you've got a bunch of capital, if you're sitting in a bank right now, you're actually losing money thanks to the Biden administration. What's happening with this unbelievable inflation situation across our nation right now? So 6.8%, and here's the thing. It's the largest increase in inflation since 1982. The largest increase in inflation since 1982. What are we doing here, my friend?
I'm searching.
We have got multiple people that are searching for things going on right now with inside the studio. So I don't know what's happening here, but we're getting her done. So, again, if you want to call into the show, 800-228-0550. We're going to set up the situation with Jussie Smollett. I'm sure you saw yesterday, the verdict came in. He was found guilty on 5 out of the 6 counts for alleging a fake hate crime. So 5 out of those 6 counts, his attorney says they're going to appeal it. I want to walk you through some timelines today as well, because I think it's important to note. I just happen to have in front of me a picture. A picture, and it's a very interesting picture that I think people would want to know about. Because back in 2018, I've got this picture here. There was a couple people that you and I both know that were at the Kingdom Day Parade in Los Angeles. And back in 2018, I've got a picture here with Kamala Harris and Jussie Smollett. Kamala Harris and Jussie Smollett back in 2018. Now, it was in 2019 that then-Senator Kamala Harris, remember, she's getting ready to run for president, introduces an anti-lynching bill. That was in 2019, June of 2019, Kamala Harris introduces an anti-lynching bill. And you may remember when Jussie Smollett made his allegations that he had a noose around his neck. Are those things potentially tied together? We will continue down this storyline with the tangled webs that we weave with Jussie Smollett. First, though, as we know, the most important part of the show is always you. You and your point of view, you and what's on your mind. So, number to call in the show, 800-228-0550. David and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Fell and broke her wrist. She broke both bones in her wrist. So they took her down. She had scheduled a surgery down at the hospital in Watford City on Wednesday. So they take her down for her surgery. She gets there. She tested positive for COVID. She's fully vaccinated, had her booster, has no symptoms, but she tested positive. They would not do the surgery. They sent her home with pain meds and told her to come back in 12 days.
Wait, what?
Yep, that's the gospel truth.
So I'm sorry, sir. We didn't get you up right away. Can you go back to the beginning? I heard the surgery, vaccinated. What hospital?
I was in the hospital in Watford City. My daughter's mother-in-law fell on Monday and broke her wrist. Broke both bones in her wrist.
Yep.
So they took her to the hospital in Watford City. They had scheduled the surgery to repair the wrist. She tested positive for COVID. Even though she's fully vaccinated and boosted, has no symptoms, they sent her home with pain medication and told her to come back in 12 days.
With a broken wrist.
With a broken wrist.
What is going on?
Yeah, and so their explanation was simply because she tested positive for COVID or what? Yeah.
Yep. Just because she tested positive, they said she was already in the hospital when they tested her. They said, well, we can't have you in here exposing people to COVID, even though she has no symptoms. And she's fully vaccinated.
With the booster.
With the booster.
So, Super Producer Chris, can you reach out to this hospital? Do you happen to know the name of the hospital, sir?
I don't. I'm assuming there's only one hospital in Watford City.
Okay. So we will reach out to the hospital in Watford City and maybe even get somebody on the phone. So if you know somebody in Watford City right now that's listening, please contact them. Ask them to call into the show. As you know, the number here, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, and that is an absolutely just stunning story. So, David out of Bismarck, thank you for calling into the show. And we have talked about this before on the Chris Berg Show, where there's going to be medical discrimination in our nation. In fact, and I wish
terrible.
I had it's horrendous. The thing that I'm most shocked about is because the medical discrimination that we've talked about in the past was obviously going to be based on if you're vaccinated or not. In fact, we had the North Dakota Department of Health, the leader of that department, actually testify during the special session that he was a proponent. In other words, he was in favor of medical discrimination based on vaccination.
Wow. This never ceases to amaze me. The next... It looks like a parody headline coming out.
Yeah. I mean, the woman...
She has a broken wrist.
With a booster shot.
Come on. You know, I mean, you don't have the PPE, the personal protection equipment, the gloves, and the equipment at the hospital to treat someone like that for a broken wrist.
Which, by the way...
Give me a break.
By the way, in fact, Ken, if you don't mind, can you look up in Watford City, in that county, what is the hospitalization rate right now in that county? And I'm curious, what is the...
yeah, great question. All right, I will.
Right. Find it. You know, and what's the death rate due to COVID in that county? Because I can't imagine that it's too high, right? And so here we have hospital people, allegedly, right, assuming that David's story is accurate and true, allegedly not providing healthcare services to, it sounds like, you know, somewhat elderly woman who broke her wrist. Which, by the way, if she's got COVID, you're just going to give her some pain meds and send her home? All right, so we've got Paula. She's a nurse, and she's going to comment on David's situation here out of Bismarck, Watford City. In the meantime, we're going to look up the hospitalization rates, death rates in the McKenzie County. Stay with us. Much more What's on Your Mind coming up right after this.
And I'm going to give get Chris a lozenge here.
Yeah.
We're going to get you a lozenge.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the AutoCommand CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 AutoCommand tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI VIN dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI VINs, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
It's time to relax with a jug of North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. At the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy-sipping drink and rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store and go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota Sweet Crude. Old Man Widener passed his recipe on for generations, and they want to share it with you. North Dakota Sweet Crude, a great way to finish your day.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance. That's my agent. I want him to be yours, too. DJ, tell folks what you're most excited about with this new farm program you have.
Farm operations are set up as entities, a lot of different things going on a farm. We have the ability to insure all of that under one policy. We can customize it to really fit their needs and protect them how they need to be protected.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's on Your Mind? Chris Berg had not heard the Brian Adams version of this song. Brought to you by our friends at Pipers. Got some great auctions coming up in December here. 320 acres of exceptional cropland in Lamoure County. 940 acres of diversified cropland in Stutzman County, Botineau, Morton and Oliver County, Stark County, Norman County, Minnesota. Big acreages. Lots to check out at Pipers.com. Check out our complete inventory. And they're adding them all the time. dozens of other land and equipment auctions at Pifers.com. It's P-I-F-E-R-S.com. P-I-F-E-R-S, Pifers.com.
Welcome back to a Feel Good Friday. And what's on your mind? Ready on Chris Berg, sitting in for the one and only Scott Hennen. Thank you so much for joining us here on a wonderful Friday. The number to call into the show, because it's Open Phones Friday, number is 800-228-0550. We can talk about anything that's on your mind, on your heart. So just grab your phone right now and dial 800-228-0550. Now, if you're just joining us, in the last segment, a gentleman called in out of Bismarck and said that his, I think it was his mother-in-law or someone that was in a hospital in Wofford City, broke their wrist, went to the hospital, needed health care, obviously, with a broken wrist. She had been vaccinated, gotten the booster, and then tested positive for COVID inside this hospital, and then was basically given some pain relief drugs and sent home and told to come back in 12 days. So we're checking to confirm that story. In the meantime, Paula has called in. She's a nurse. So, Paula, thank you so much for calling in. What's on your mind?
Hi, Chris and Kevin. And
hello.
I have some experience working in a lab as well as being a nurse. A lot of these things that are happening, the hospital will say, well, this is our policy, and a lot of it is dictated by CMS, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. And so the hospitals don't always have discretion with regard to if someone tests positive, what their options are. The problem, however, is with the testing in part because there are a lot of false positives.
Mm.
And whether it's the rapid testing or the PCR testing, the test is very sensitive. And PCR testing, you know, which is what we were using exclusively in the beginning, had many, many false positives, still does. It's always going to. That's just the nature of the test. We had public health officials actually telling people that this was a good thing because we were catching the tests, the positives that were out there. But, you know, it was a good thing that these tests were so sensitive because, you know, the false negatives were actually a good thing. And my husband is a county official, and I just kind of laughed and shook my head and said, no, this is a really bad thing, because at that point in time, we didn't know that people down the road were going to have COVID and then, or get, you know, when we started getting the vaccinations, that they could still get COVID, although I strongly suspected, given the nature of coronaviruses, that that was exactly what
exactly
was going to turn into the situation. So anyway, we're back with the PCR tests having all these false positives. People were getting tested and told they had COVID and going home and quarantining. At that time, for many of them, it was 14 days, thinking all along, well, I've had COVID and now, you know, I'm immune. And then they come off that quarantine and go back to work, and lo and behold, now they've got a real case of COVID. And
yes.
So just having a positive test was no indicator of whether or not you actually had COVID.
Can we back
the
up for
antibody
a moment,
testing
Paula?
Was
Paula, can I ask you a question, please? So you're suggesting, just want to make sure I'm following you correctly, that a woman goes to a hospital, has a vaccination, has a booster, tests positive for COVID, and that CMS, meaning the Center for Medicare and Medicaid, may dictate to that hospital that, oh, this person now not only has a broken wrist, but now, remember, we've had our hair on fire over this virus, right? Sometimes maybe appropriately so, sometimes
yeah.
not. And yet you're telling me that CMS policy tells the hospital they have to send the person home with drug pills, with pain pills?
Well, that may be the case. I, you know, and I don't know the particulars with this individual.
But I mean,
or
knowing that you're
exactly
knowing that you're a health
happened,
but knowing that Paula, knowing that you're a health practitioner, a nurse, right? does what I just say to you just completely, yeah. I mean, it's completely antithetical, right? Like, here's a person in need of health care.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you, CMS.
Given that scenario.
And would we do the same thing?
Given that scenario, yes.
And if somebody walked in with the flu or any other contagious cold or something, do we send them on the broken wrist too? You know?
I just...
Well, if they were asymptomatic, they wouldn't be tested. You know, they can test for flu, but if you're asymptomatic, they're not going to test you.
Yeah,
and that's another great point. This person said that
for influenza.
This woman didn't even have symptoms. So, Paula, thank you so much for calling in. I'll give you the last word. What was that, Paula?
You bet.
All right. Thank you very much.
And it just highlights too how controlled we are by the federal dollar.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. You nailed it. I mean, you nailed it. Paula, great phone call, and she's spot on with these PCR test folks, where what happened in North Dakota is that you can set the levels of where it starts to find the virus, right? And you're supposed to put it at a pretty low level to ensure that you're actually giving a true positive, and then the higher you set this thing, I think it was like 45 we had at the state, that's where you detect pretty much anything inside the specimen. And that's why we were getting a bunch of false positives that was obviously hurting the numbers, the lockdowns, the strategy that our elected officials were taking to help mitigate this COVID situation. I mean, let's again, since you and I here want to talk about science and facts on this show, just look at Florida. Florida has been open, and one of the lowest COVID rates in the nation. Now, granted, they've got a beautiful weather and climate, and that makes a difference because people can be outside. And yet at the same point in time, look at Minnesota, okay? Different climates, but boy, highly vaccinated. Governor Walz brags about being number two in the nation as far as boosters, and they right now have got 98% of their ICU beds jammed with people with COVID. Like, can people start to go, wait a second, this makes zero sense.
It's none
like
of it does.
Dr. Jake said, oh, so you're saying basically the vaccine doesn't work?
Yep. Right. I mean, zero sense from the get-go. I mean, and when you have so many differing stories and differing opinions and differing thoughts and mindsets, you can't settle on one. You can't be, you need to do this and you have to do that and you can only do this. Well, we're smart enough to know, wait a minute, what about what our friend earlier talked about? What about, living healthy and, doing the things for our immune system that you can do?
Exactly.
I mean, that doesn't get mentioned at all. We don't get those options. We can't talk about that at all. No. Oh, no. Get over it. You're going to have to get the booster. And then wear seven masks. All right, fabulous.
The music is answering the question I was going to ask you. Donna from Fargo, stay with us. We've got another call coming in. It's Open Phones Friday. We do have one guest at the end of the 9 o'clock hour, but that's pretty much Open Phones. So number to call in. I want to invite you to share what's on your mind today. 800-228-0550. Again, 800-228-0550. Stay with us. Much more coming up.
Bob Wuerl. Bob is the president of Lincoln State Bank in Hankinson, North Dakota. Tell me what kind of impact you see Hankinson Renewable playing.
It's been a blessing to our community from a lot of standpoints. As an employer, I believe when the plant opened, they had about 40 to 42 jobs that were created. Today, I think that's closer to about 55 jobs. So we have had employees that are driving from out of town, and one of them in particular just built a new home and has just moved in our new residential development. And that was a young couple that he was commuting here to work and decided to buy a lot, construct a new home, and now his family, his kids will go to school here. And so there's those kind of success stories as a result of that plant being here.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate on Thursday adopted a bipartisan deal that opens the way for lawmakers to raise the debt ceiling. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said the national debt will be maxed out next week. The compromise, which now heads to President Biden's desk, essentially puts to rest the wrangling over the country's financial health until after the 2022 midterm elections. Two former top D.C. National Guard officials claim that an internal Army report on its response to January 6 at the Capitol is loaded with lies. The March 18th Army report says Guard members weren't prepared to respond quickly to the riots and describe multiple communications between top Army officials and the D.C. Guard's commander, then Major General William Walker. Walker, now Sergeant-at-Arms in the House, says some of those communications the Army described in the report never actually happened. For more information, give us a visit at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
To you by our friends at the Medora Musical. They had some cancellations and some reschedules. The new schedule and the new itinerary is up at Medora.com, which is where you can get tickets, information, all that stuff. But we're rolling back out. Kind of the rescheduled date is Tuesday the 14th coming up. Going to be in Wahpeton. On the 15th in Jamestown. On the 16th up in Park Rapids, Minnesota. And then December 17th, there's a couple shows in Bloomington down in the Twin Cities, okay? And then the 18th as well, so 17th and the 18th in Bloomington. Then back 19th in Chester Fritz in the Forks. And then on the 20th, we're back in Fargo for two shows at the Fargo Theater. And we wrap up in Bismarck the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Just go to Medora.com. Fantastic musical for Christmas, the Medora Christmas. And at Medora.com, so you can get all the info on the rescheduled shows and the ticket information as well. Love that.
Going to Medora. Medora, man. Yeah. Medora's like going to a whole nother planet. So if you're out there in the Medora area listening, thank you for tuning in. And just what a beautiful, magical place. Welcome back to What's on Your Mind Radio Show. I'm Chris Berg, sitting in for Scott Hennon. We're doing Open Phones Friday. We've got one guest coming up in about 10, 15 minutes. But other than that, it is all about you. So if you want to call in and share what's on your mind, what's on your heart, 800-228-0550. Again, 800-228-0550. Kevin, quickly, what's on your mind today? Oh, Kevin's answering phones. Here's what's on my mind today.
It's butt cold out here, and I'm fresh out of beer.
Love that.
I do too. All right, let's get to some phone calls here. We're having some fun on a Feel Good Friday. Donna in Fargo, welcome to the show. Thanks for holding.
About is I'm an elderly person. I'm home all day. I don't leave at all. I get deliveries. So anyway, the post office about 10 days ago, so-called, left a delivery, and I got a piece of paper stating that, you know, no one answered. Well, no one had. I have a doorbell, and I have. They can rap on the glass door if they want to. But anyway, there was nothing. And but we did get the mail that day. But anyway, my problem is finding a telephone number for Prairie Wood Division here in Fargo. They put a number on there. It's so minute you can barely see it, but I rang it over 12 times. They do not answer. The post office doesn't like to answer any numbers. I've experienced this a year or so ago. And you have a phone number that would be plausible for me to use.
Donna, I tell you what, we'll look into that for you. I don't have anything off the top of my head, but I know there's been some issues with the post office in different areas of our community. So sorry that you're having to deal with that, and we'll see if we can find something for you. Maybe wait on hold and see if we can get something for you, okay?
Yeah. Then I want to talk about something else, too, like these.
Okay.
Like COVID, this horrible sickness. When my dad was 20 years old, and I think it was in 1918, there was a horrible flu epidemic in the United States. And he was helping a doctor go out to see the they were with a carriage and, you know, with the horses and so on, going out to the farming in the area, trying to help people that were dying from the flu. And he said they were dying like fleas. He never got sick at all. And I haven't gotten sick at all from this COVID. The doctors don't understand it, why, because of my age and et cetera, why I haven't gotten sick. Well, part of it is I take vitamins. Some people think the vitamins are foolish, but B, C, and D, if they would take it, would probably help them.
Yes.
But they, you know, they're stubborn people. And, you know, it's just another thing. I got to tell you what my dad did, how he saved himself. Every night, they work all day with people. He said they were dying like fleas. You go out to a farmhouse and they die right in front of you. Mm. And the doctor was trying to, you know, I don't know what type of medicine he had. Maybe all he had was aspirin, was giving these people and telling them what to do to try to keep alive. And then he said he even helped bury people, you know, in the snow until the spring and et cetera. He took vinegar every night. He drank a half a glass or glass of vinegar, and then I'd sleep. I said, well, you could sleep with all that vinegar in you? He said, oh, it didn't bother me.
You guys have got quite the immune system, Donna. Donna, we got a bunch of phone calls I want to get to, but thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. And I think Donna's spot on. Take some vitamins, the D, the B, the C, and of course, as you heard earlier in the show, the zinc as well. Let's go to line 3. Terry and Dickinson, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi.
Hi there.
I guess I'm calling in response to the lady that was on earlier that was a nurse or worked in the lab. I can't remember what it was, but you know, she said that their hands are tied because of CMS dollars. I want to know why CMS federal dollars is more important than human life.
Ooh, boy. Amen. Pray. Thank you. Thank you. And I don't know if anyone's going to be able to give you, I mean, they can give you an easy answer for that, right?
Right.
But to look you in the eye and give you an answer, I don't know if they'd be able to do that.
I mean, I worked in the nursing field for 7 years, and I have since left then. And, I mean, we signed the Nightingale Pledge, and we are to do no harm. That's unacceptable for her to have to go home for 12 days.
Terry, thank you for calling in. I think you nailed it, and it's exactly why when she was walking through it with me, you're just joining us. Someone called in and said, hey, there was a woman that broke her wrist. She was elderly, gotten vaccinated, got the booster, ended up testing positive for COVID in a hospital in Watford City, asked her to go home for 12 days and just gave her some pain meds. And I'm thinking, wait a second. So this person is in need of health care, now is COVID, and now you're just going to basically send them home? Like, isn't that the antithesis of why we have a health care system in the first place? And Terry just nailed it right there. Like, okay, so why are federal dollars more important than the health and vitality of one of our citizens?
And she was asymptomatic.
Thank you. I mean, there were so many pieces.
I mean, if I come in with tuberculosis and you can't see it, or I'm not showing any signs, are you going to test me for that? What about the flu? What any other contagion? Can I please get my broken wrist looked at?
Dude,
it's just,
I know,
beyond. It's unacceptable, as she just said.
It's
completely
medical discrimination
we're
in our nation.
Anywhere.
And it needs
I'd be livid.
It needs to stop. All right, let's go to line 4. Michelle in Hillsboro. Michelle, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to say how, so I grew up down in the Twin Cities in St. Paul, and I have my mother and my sister down there, and My sister is 2 years younger than me. I'm 35, and my mother is about 60, and they've just been hounding me to get the vaccine. And I said I'm not going to do it until I know it's safe. And they've gone so far as to get their boosters and keep telling me I'm killing myself. Well, my 31-year-old sister got her booster and was sitting on the couch and couldn't breathe. And went to the emergency room, and the doctor said she had air on her lungs, and it's because she's overweight and had nothing to do with the vaccine. And my mother got her booster and now is in the first stages of liver failure, and she's never drank. And they're so convinced that it's other things besides yep. the vaccine. And they want to come visit me. They want me to come visit them. I think it's crazy. I have stopped going down to the cities to visit. Everything on TV is just forcing down their throats. You accept this, you accept that. I mean, I don't think I even see a white person on commercials anymore. I mean, it's just nuts down there. And they're just this blind faith in
Michelle.
The shots.
Sorry, ma'am. I apologize. I thought you had completed your thought. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, too, and they still have to wear masks. And they're not even changing their masks every day and with the accumulation of bacteria on them. And I said, where are you going with this? Are you even thinking, or are you just doing what they're telling you to do?
Michelle, thank you for the phone call. If you don't mind, what's the first name of your mom and your sisters? We can keep them in our prayers.
Oh, my mother's name is Diane, and my sister's name is Beth.
Okay. And I think one of the things you said brilliantly, in fact, I read it today because I'm studying the book of Matthew. It's in chapter 13, and it talks about how for those that can hear, let him hear, and those that can't, essentially, it's out of Isaiah and Matthew 13, where Jesus says, look, some people are just going to be blinded. Some people are just going to be deaf. They're not going to be able to hear. They're not going to be able to see. And if you're like me, as you walk around today, and this is what I started the show with in regards to what's happening within the media now has weaponized fear to such an extent that I believe that you now have people that simply cannot see and cannot hear just truth. Just facts, even when it's family members, right? And you lay it out with them, as Michelle's alluding to here, something has blinded them, and you and I both know what that is. And that's why we continue to say here on this show, on the Chris Berg Show, please, whatever it takes for you, do not give in to a spirit of fear. You and I give in to a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. And Michelle, I know you are. I didn't realize you're still on the line here. I know you are doing that. Just continue to love these family members of yours, because that's the only thing I know that doesn't fail, right? And when they are being blinded by this media and the mantra going down in the cities, I mean, we said it earlier, Governor Wallace was up here last week or a couple weeks ago in Dilworth bragging about being number two in the nation in boosters. Yeah, we're number two in the nation in boosters. Well, that's great, sir. Well, then why do you have 90% of your ICU beds right now full? Why are you asking the... Yeah, well, because those are the unvaccinated, he's going to say,
yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
So you've got these huge vaccination rates. Why are you asking the National Guard to go take over at your long-term care facilities? Like, it just doesn't make sense. But, boy, they have got a response for everything. Corey's been waiting for a while. Let's go to Corey online, too. Corey, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
In Orlando, Florida, Corey.
No, well, actually Melbourne, Orlando area. I actually moved here from Puerto Rico.
Muy bien. Muchas gracias, amigo.
No entiendo.
No hablas español, ¿por qué?
Uno más, por favor.
Oh, man, Corey, stay with us. Corey, we might have a guest in this next segment. We'll figure this out, but we want to get to your phone call. Larry, Mike, Ed, George, please stay with us. We're going to get to your calls here. Number to call in, 800-228-0550. I'm new at this. We have hard breaks in this show. Stay with us. We got much more coming up right here on What's on Your Mind.
800-228-0550. Corey, we'll get to you right after the break, and then we'll get to John Hinterrocker from the Center of the American Experiment coming up.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing, but without much of a framework, and certainly no knowledge of the details involved. Mark was very helpful. Presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge, because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer Production Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include 320 acres of exceptional cropland in Lemoore County, 940 acres of diversified cropland in Stetsman County, 480 acres of notable cropland in Botno, 1,000 acres of crop and pasture land in Morton in Oliver Counties, and 850 acres of crop and exceptional hunting land in Stark County, North Dakota, and 173 acres of excellent cropland in Norman County, Minnesota. View all of these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's old school, baby, right there. Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Brought to you by our friends at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. I know. Get a little hot tub, hot spring spa bubbling. Couple of glasses of champagne. Life is good, my man.
Wow, you're living the high life, bro.
Yeah, there you go. You can do it at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. If you go online to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, the number 2.com, you can find out more of Vince and the team. They're awesome. It's a wellness center, is what it is. I mean, when you talk about, you know, sitting in that nice, hot 102, 103 degree water, getting that body temp raised up a bit, sitting in that sauna, that Finleo sauna. They can put a Finleo sauna in your garage. Plug it right in the wall. You're sweating. Boom. You're sweating. Done. So if you want to get any information, call Vince and the team. They're in the Fargo store at 844-200-7727. We can talk about game rooms, too, billiards and games, and the endless pools and gazebos and patio setups and stuff. All of it at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Again, Bismarck Showroom as well, right on Rock Island Place there in the Grand Forks, as well as West Fargo. Online, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, the number 2.com, for your wellness. That's all I'm saying.
Awesome. Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. I'm Chris Berg, sitting in for the one and only Scott Henin. It is an Open Phones Friday. Corey, we've got our guest on the line, so give me a moment here, Corey. I'm going to jump into our guest, and then we will get to your calls. There's a bunch of calls waiting, so stay with us. We're going to have open phones in the 10 a.m. hour. The entire hour is going to be all yours here on a feel-good Friday on What's On Your Mind. Our guest with us right now, from the center of the American Experiment, John Hinderrocker. John, great to visit with you. Welcome back to the show. I know that you're talking about a big surplus. I can't even believe I'm saying this, but a surplus in Minnesota, and you've been doing some polling on it.
Yeah, glad to be with you, Chris. So earlier this week, Minnesota's Office of Management and Budget released their forecast for the upcoming biennium, and they are forecasting a $7.7 billion surplus. That doesn't even count $1.1 billion in federal printed money that the feds were throwing at the states that they haven't figured out what to do with yet. So we're actually talking about a surplus that is closer to $9 billion for the upcoming biennium. And so people, of course, are lining up to fight over the money. Everybody wants a slice of that pie.
And so you've been doing some polling. I mean, it's pretty stunning when you think about it, where Minnesota was, to suggest that now they've got a $7-9 billion surplus. But you've been doing some polling on this, and what kind of feedback are you getting from the people of Minnesota on, okay, now we've got this money, what should we do?
Well, as you know, Chris, we poll every quarter with our magazine, Thinking Minnesota. We got the poll results back just a couple of days ago, and they're going to be in the January issue of Thinking Minnesota, which will come out just after the first of the year. But I can give our listeners a preview, and it's something that we've seen over and over and over again, Chris. Everybody thinks Minnesotans must be liberals because we're a blue state. But when you ask Minnesotans what they actually think about policy, we're not liberals. You know, most of us are conservative, and we saw that again with this poll. So we gave people various options. What do you think the state should do with this forecasted surplus? 24% say the state should give the money back to taxpayers in the form of permanent tax cuts. 24% say permanent tax cuts. That's what our economists say at Center of the American Experiment as well. Another 12% say the surplus should be distributed as a one-time rebate to taxpayers. So that's 36% right there. And an additional 21% also have a conservative, fiscally responsible preference, and that benefits taxpayers, and that is to use the surplus to pay off state debts, pay off debts that are liabilities to the taxpayers. So if you add those three up, it's 57% of respondents who don't want to spend the surplus. They want to give it back or use it to benefit the taxpayers. About 28% of respondents said, well, let's invest it, right? They call it spending investment in the DFL. Let's invest it in welfare and education. And that 28% includes 50% of Democrats, 20% of independents, and only 6% of Republicans want to spend the surplus. So if you look at that, by a 2-to-1 margin, Minnesotans don't want our state government to just spend that $7 or 8 or 9 billion, wasting much of it like they always do. By 2-to-1, Minnesotans want our state government to give that money back to the taxpayers or use it to pay off the taxpayers' indebtedness. And so it's going to be a battle royal in the upcoming session of the Minnesota Senate. Well, a point, Chris, that doesn't get made often enough is that the greediest institutions in our society are governments. Government is greedy. And to pry this money loose from the greedy, grasping hands of the politicians and bureaucrats is not going to be easy.
It never is. Hi, I'm from the government. I'm here to help. John Hinderrocker from the Center of the American Experiment. Always do great, incredible work and polling. What's your website again, John, for people who want to go check out and learn more?
AmericanExperiment.org.
AmericanExperiment.org. They have got just some phenomenal articles there, great people around education. So, John, thank you for all the hard work you're doing, and please keep it up.
Hey, thank you, Chris. Have a great day.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Again, if you're listening to What's on Your Mind, it's Open Phones Friday. We've got a bunch of phone calls here. I'm going to get to those. The number to call into the show, because we're going to do this the entire 10 o'clock hour. It's 800-228-0550. Oh, man. All right. Larry, Brady, Mike, Brian, George, stay with me, okay? At 10:06, we're going to get to your call. Larry, Brady, Mike, Brian, George, stay right where you're at. We're going to get to your calls when we come back at 10:06. Stay with us, everyone. It's Open Phones Friday right here on What's on Your Mind.
Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Got the hot lunch daily specials going on that 4 for 4. All PetroServe USA locations.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.